Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us today. It is already the 14th day of April, 2008, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Joining me in studio today is going to be Kurt Nemo of Infowars.com and TruthNews.com fame. He is visiting here at the headquarters, here at the flagship in Austin, Texas, here in our tiny redoubt. He'll be joining us coming up in the middle of the second hour as we cover the latest news and take your phone calls. And then from 1:30 to 3 today in studio, former city council member in Austin, Texas, economist, author, documentary filmmaker, George Humphrey will be joining us in studio to talk about the war, the economy, and a lot more with George Humphrey for an hour and a half, because now we have a four-hour show from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we will be taking your phone calls today as well in this first hour, throughout the second, third, and fourth hour at 1-800-259-9231. You can also call us at 512-646-5400. That is the studio line, 512-646-5400, and I will air your calls here myself. Different ways to do that. Okay, yesterday I got into eugenics. I got into how they're admitting that they're chemtrail spraying the population. I started getting into a story. The government is trying to wrap its mind around yours from the Washington Post, but I want to spend more time on that today as well, about the total surveillance grid, not just scanning your face, scanning your license plate, scanning everything you buy and sell, building psychological databases and algorithms. That's already going on for at least a decade. But brain scanners, now these are already up in many airports, and they're now announcing it to the slaves. And so we'll be going over that today. Now, this is all a fraud. This is so they can claim the computer says you're a terrorist, and they show some idiot jury the brain pattern of an Al-Qaeda, and it's over. To the work camp you go, because they're advertising on Neocon Talk Radio as a talking point for 5 years that when we put Americans in camps because they are secretly aiding Al-Qaeda, if you protest the war, that aids Al-Qaeda, they say. That's a CENTCOM line. The military says that, not the military men and women. 70%+ of them know what's going on. But the brass says that criticizing government aids Al-Qaeda because the government's fighting Al-Qaeda, hence criticize government aid Al-Qaeda. That you shouldn't, shouldn't have to pay for you in prison. And so the talking point is we need labor camps. Of course, the foolish, predominantly redneckian people that mean well and support all of this don't understand that you already compete with the prisons, Bubba, with their 20 cents an hour jobs in the prison factories. But it doesn't matter. Just like with slavery, just like you competed with slaves and it drove down your wages, you still supported slavery of blacks because it made you feel like you were up the totem pole, when in reality, they got more calories to eat a day than you did, on average, according to historians. But feeling powerful is more important than being a slave, isn't it? But I'm going to get into illegal immigration first. On the other side, some new shocking numbers for you. As we continue to track the criminal activities of the New World Order, I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network. TruthNews.us, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order
in the near future. Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Kurt Nimmo to be in studio. And yes, we're going to go ahead and fire the webcam up early for all PrisonPlanet.tv members when he joins us in the middle of the next hour into the bottom of the third hour. Then George Humphrey joins us in studio. So from 12:30 until 3 o'clock today, we are going to have the webcam for PrisonPlanet.tv members fired up with the document cam, video clip feeds, computer feeds, so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv for members. 15 cents a day, and that goes to pay for the bandwidth and our whole IT infrastructure that we're trying to beef up and expand and make more redundant and versatile. All right, let me just go ahead and get into this first. Here's just a story out of the UK. Foreigners carry out 1 in every 5 killings in Britain, police figures revealed. Nice little headline. U.S. housing collapse spreads overseas. This type of news I have there on the economy. That is out of the International Herald Tribune. But let me first just play a clip from CBS News so we can critique it and analyze it. Illegal immigrant births at your expense. They finally tell the truth. And they say that it's an estimated 300,000 children of illegal immigrants born in the United States every year, according to the Pew Hispanic Center. They give instant citizenship because they are born on U.S. soil, which makes it easier for their parents to become U.S. citizens. Now, the average hospital birth, just the cesarean section, they say costs $4,500. Well, being that my wife's had to have three of them, I know that we paid about $8,000 a piece for them. And I went this morning, and because I'd seen this story this weekend, I went this morning and looked up average cost, just type average cost of cesarean into Google, and I came up with about $7,000. With complications, it could be $15,000. So as bad as you think this article is, it's probably double the amount of money. And, of course, that's not counting the three-day on average hospital stay at about $6,000 a day there with all the medical care and tests and drugs that are given. So, but let's just go with their numbers. $4,500, $6,000 a day, 3 days. So we're talking very easily here, $20,000+, 20,000 times 300,000. What's 20,000 times 300,000? And then you get all of the illegal aliens who get on welfare. And it's admitted, if you pull up the statistics, that the average illegal alien is on two different welfare systems with fake identities, which the government does not check. Now, remember that when I had my finger flopping around on a piece of skin, basically severed, that I kept watching illegal aliens for an hour go ahead of me with stomach aches, sprained ankles. They go to the emergency room for basic medical care, because emergency rooms nationwide have been told by the federal government and the bureaucracies, and they all take orders from the feds, make no mistake. In fact, that was finally in mainstream news last week, that these fusion centers, these emergency management centers, as I've told you since 1999 when we discovered it, openly are federally run, and your cities are federally run, and they have CIA in them. Just like Jesse Ventura, you know, first week as governor, there's 23 members of CIA waiting for him to tell him how things work. That's who runs this country. They run the narcotics. They run it all. They rule. And as soon as we realize who the rulers are, then they've lost their defense and they're wide open. But as long as they have their cloaking devices up, they can continue to operate without being touched. And as soon as their other cloak of, oh, they're patriotic, they do it for America, is gone, they can easily be removed from the power structure, and the people can be returned to that. But that's how they operate. But I'm digressing. And please don't email me saying, oh, I hate the illegal aliens. Oh, you just hate them. Well, let me tell you something. If I go to Mexico with my wife, I fly down to Mexico City a week before she's due, and I check into a hotel. And then when your water breaks, I drive into a hospital. They are going to slap bills on me, and police will come in and will arrest the man when he doesn't have payment and will stick you in a jail where you don't get fed unless someone brings you food. And then they take your driver's license and info, your passport, and they run it. And then they have government systems that then find out who your family is, and they call them up and say, we don't just want the money for the baby. We want 50 grand or Alex Jones never gets out of jail. Now, I live on the border. I live next to Mexico. I've had it happen to me. I've seen it happen to friends. The mordido, it means little bite. If you're dumb enough to go down to Mexico, they just pull you over and they laugh and they say, hey, gringo, with, you know, big gold teeth. And they pull you out and they waddle around. And, you know, it's the classic archetype of a corrupt cop. And they tell you, give me money. There's never a newscast about it, never a criticism of Mexico's hatred of Americans. And that means Mexican-Americans, too. Blacks, it doesn't matter, particularly blacks or Native Americans. Oh, man. Their newscasts call natives names. Very primitive society, so they're very racist. And in a lot of respects, it's healthy. They, you know, their families stick together, and they got a lot of things that are more positive than, you know, this modern society falling apart. But, I mean, this is just the facts. So I'm sitting there, and my dad shows up, because I call him on the cell phone once I get to the hospital, And he's pacing back and forth. He's saying, be patient. Your finger will be okay. But he goes, you do need to have that reattached. It's numb today because I had to wait for the illegal aliens to go first because that's where they get their medical checkups, where they get their medicine. Instead of going to a clinic or a doctor and paying $100, they go get the free emergency room. That's admitted. And I finally just walked up and I said, listen, I got to have this reattached. And it's all wrapped up, soaking, you know, huge bandages, soaking with blood, dripping. And I had what the ambulance would give me, and I said, can I at least have something so I don't drip on the floor with the blood? And then I got a little irritable, and I said, listen, get me a doctor out here right now. And I, you know, kind of used the forceful tone with them. They bring out the doctor, and they go, listen, we need a nerve specialist. That's who we've called to reattach that. And I said, listen, that's a bunch of bull. And I said, you reattach my finger right now. I go, do you know who I am? Lady said, yes, I know who you are, the doctor. And I said, I am going to sue you, and I'm going to make a big deal out of this. You reattach it. I'm going to go totally nuts on the radio. You're going to have a major malpractice suit. These illegal aliens, I know you've been told to serve them first. And I'm not knocking them in their Wranglers and their cowboy hats. I mean, these were illegal aliens right over the border in the last year. I mean, you can see the phases of illegals as they get naturalized, as they kind of start, you know, wearing baseball caps and rock and roll shirts. But when they're first there, it's patched shirts, patched ranch, you know, type outfits. And I just, you know, started literally setting my jaw and clenching my teeth real quietly and saying, now put my finger on. So they took me back there and tried to make me take a tetanus shot and RFUs, and they had to scrub it all out, and then they reattached it and everything. But the point here is that I have lived it. And you're going to live it, too. You're going to live it, too, when you need to go to the emergency room. And you're going to experience it. So it isn't just the $300,000. And by the way, it's more than that. It isn't just the $20-something thousand per illegal. It's all the health care. It's everything. It's consular matriculas. With a consular matricula, they will give to anyone for $24 at the facilities. Austin's got one, Chicago, Dallas, El Paso, New York, every major city, San Diego, L.A., Sacramento, New Orleans, you name it. They've all, last time I checked, there's over 60 consulate offices. And they've got other sub-offices they call missions. And they go get a consular matricula. And by the way, the state of Colorado did a study and went and did this themselves. The leader of the Senate, remember we interviewed him, he got four consular matriculas in one day. And then with that, you get a Social Security card. With that, you get bank accounts. With that, you get it all. I've told the story. If I'm in the bank, they want three forms of ID from me. They're asking me 20 questions about 6 years ago. And I'm watching illegal aliens at their own desk with their own service with nothing being given bank accounts. All they want is that paycheck from a company. So it's all selectively enforced. You need to understand that. If you're a black man, a white man, a Hispanic lady, if you're American, if you're a Chinese American, you know, someone who's American happens to be of Chinese descent, but you're a citizen, you are back of the line. But if you are a Latin American, precious, but it's not just them. They're the majority, 80%+. Chinese fly in by the thousands every day. We've covered these reports, and they go check into the hotel, water breaks, they drive right over next door, and they have free health care, and that baby's made a citizen, and now the Chinese man and woman, they get, or it could be Vietnamese, they all do it, they could be Russian. They go, and they are immediately put on welfare, immediately everything's paid for, and then now they get jobs in the Chinese or Russian community. Though it is admitted, we can pull these articles up, that if you are of European descent, they enforce on you a lot stronger. And it's hard for South Africans to get into the U.S. It's hard for Australians. It's hard for Brits. Again, they want to make America a third world country. So I'm going to continue breaking this down and then take your phone calls on this and a lot of other subjects. But, yeah, there's already a group of people that gets free health care in this country.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying.
The laws in this country are for us, the saps, bred and trained to think we're free when we're really slaves. In fact, I've got a mainstream newspaper today reporting a national study that the IRS doesn't go after the big tax, quote, cheats. They don't go after the big corporations that pay very little taxes. They don't go after the billionaires. They don't go after the people worth $100 million. They go after who the general public thinks is rich, people making $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 a year. Yeah, once you get up above about, what is it, $10 million, then your taxes drop. And they've got systems where you don't have to pay that much taxes. And the IRS just leaves you alone. So, see, it's only the average sap that puts up with police checkpoints. And I had callers calling in yesterday about, yeah, how they live in Arizona where the cops come to your door and knock on it and say, mind if we come in and inspect your guns? I mean, this country's far gone, folks. I know I keep saying that, but we're not going to get it back until we come to grips with just how far we've fallen. All right, here's CBS News, the above-the-law, godlike, illegal aliens who get the royal red carpet, $20,000+ apiece free. Notice this newscast only focuses and then tells you about the cesarean costing $4,000, which is not the case. It costs close to $8,000. So as bad as you think this report is, it is a complete whitewash. Here it is.
Just last year, lawmakers proposed more than 1,500 new immigration laws. It's a very difficult issue, especially when children are American citizens, but their parents are not. Our national correspondent Byron Pitts has one family story as we begin our special series, Immigration Nation.
It's 5 a.m. This woman's 9 months pregnant, an illegal immigrant fearful of deportation. She's dropped off at a South Texas hospital to undergo a C-section. It's a $4,700 procedure that didn't cost her a dime. A healthy 8.5-pound baby boy born in America. His Mexican mother gives him an American name. Elliot. He's one of an estimated 300,000 children of illegal immigrants born in the U.S. every year. They're given instant citizenship, which makes it easier for their parents to become U.S. citizens because those babies can eventually sponsor their parents when they turn 21. As for Elliot's mother, no longer as fearful of deportation, she tells us her name, Fabiola, and her story.
So your son is an American citizen. What does that mean to you?
I'm glad he was born here. That's why I came here, so my children, my husband, and I could have a better life.
Back in December, when she was 6 months pregnant, Fabiola, her husband, and their two daughters, ages 4 and 11, crossed the Rio Grande from Mexico into the U.S. Once across, they walked for 2 hours in search of a better life and free medical care for their unborn child.
Help me understand. Do many women in Mexico make the choice to have their children in the United States?
Yes, I know people who have done that. Things are better in the U.S. because they help children so much more.
It's a better life American taxpayers help pay for. Take health care, for example. An estimated $1.1 billion per year for all undocumented men, women, and children. Joe Riley is the CEO of the McAllen Texas
Medical
Center.
Stop right there. Stop right there. Back it up a little bit. We did the math. On average, a birth in a hospital from a cesarean is more than $20,000, counting 3 days in the hospital, the cesarean. You see, they played a statistical trick there. They said $4,500. They underestimated it, and then they counted the 300,000 times that. But when you do it 300,000 times 20,000, it's $6 billion, not the $1 billion. And change, they were saying. And that's not counting the welfare, the jails, the prisons. So now that myth about, oh, you're going to be paying a lot for your cabbage and for your strawberries, the vast majority of the illegals don't pick the strawberries, ladies and gentlemen. And a small percentage of what you pay for strawberries is the actual cost of growing them. The rest of it's delivering them to market, the marketing of it, the taxes. We're going to come back and play the rest of it. But citizens don't get free health care. Now, all over the country, they've passed laws where illegals get more tax incentives and where illegals and legals get more tuition than citizens. Free tuition in many state schools. It's an incentive to bring them here to break the back of the wages and make us a third world nation. The middle class is always the enemy of the elite, and they've done a fabulous job. The country is probably irreversibly damaged.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Attention GCN listeners, you've all heard of 911 in Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, and One Nation Under Siege, but did you know that all of these documentaries were created by one man, civil rights activist and filmmaker William Lewis? Now Mr. Lewis has produced his most patriotic documentary to date, a film about taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Kurt Nemo is going to be in studio with us in an hour. Then we got George Humphrey joining us in studio into the fourth hour today up until 3 p.m. We're going to have live webcam for PrisonPlanet.tv members starting in 1 hour of Kurt Nemo in studio. And then George Humphrey into the Overdrive fourth hour available right now. Just to PrisonPlanet.tv members, the video. You can also just hear the audio at InfoWars.com. Today, I'm going to be taking calls on the local number at 512-646-5400. 512-646-5400. I was already going to be doing it today, but they're doing some maintenance right now, expanding the lines up at the network, so they don't even have 1-800s right now. Well, that's good, because we have a phone number here, 512-646-5400. I'm told Malcolm in Austin and others disagree with me, so we'll be going to their calls coming up here in a few minutes. Before I go any further with the illegal aliens overrunning us by design and getting everything free and handed to them on a silver platter as first-class godlike citizens, I want to tell you about American Drug War, The Last White Hope. This is 5 years in the making by my good friend Kevin Booth. I consulted on this film. It was the winner, Best Documentary, at four consecutive festivals. All four he entered it in, he won some major festivals there in Los Angeles and other places around the country and the world and in England. Tommy Chong, the actor-comedian, interview from prison about John Ashcroft's Operation Pipe Dreams. Freeway Ricky Ross, known as the Walmart of crack, was getting his cocaine from the CIA. Judge James Gray, a federal judge who supports legalization and taxing marijuana. Sheriff Joe Arpaio forces nonviolent drug offenders to live outdoors in 130-degree heat, working as slaves. And then the key to this DVD that's been aired more than 50 times now in the last month and a half on Showtime, I mean, this is a hot movie, one of the top documentaries out right now, is that this film is longer, this version, and there's 3 hours of extras on the DVD. So you're getting 5 hours on American Drug War, The Last White Hope. And I'm glad people are ordering this. We're selling a lot of these because you need to show this to your friends, your family, police officers in your family. People that don't understand the big picture need to see this film. On the front, it says, "We have met the enemy, and it's our own government." Any movie that features interviews with comedian Tommy Chung, former drug czar and the founder of the Blood Street Gang, is doing something right, the Austin Chronicle had to say about it. And this has got Tommy Chung talking about smoking pot with Schwarzenegger. And then as soon as Chung got busted, right when Schwarzenegger became governor, Schwarzenegger wouldn't talk to him anymore. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Alex Jones. That's on the back, Alex Jones in Fun with Barry, the drug czar. Robert Steele, CIA officer about government drug dealing. Mike Rupert's in this. Ladies and gentlemen, this film goes on and on and on and on and on. And Kevin was going to make a government drug dealing film. And that's when he asked me to consult with him. And then about 2 years into the process, it turned into a miniseries that was going to air on British television. And then Kevin decided to not do that deal. He wanted to make it be about his dad dying, who then died 3 years ago, and about how alcohol killed him. You know, then he went that angle of, my gosh, 300 and something thousand people die of alcohol and nicotine each year. That's admitted. And no one dies of marijuana. Well, why is this happening? And then he went that direction. And then, so really, he was making like 4 or 5 films. It was this personal journey. His brother died from prescription drugs. His mother died from alcoholism. And so, well, I'm already digressing. The point is, you need American Drug War. $24.95. Everywhere else is $29.95. Everywhere else, it's only on Kevin's website. This thing doesn't hit stores till late May. We have it here first, $24.95, 5 hours. American Drug War, Infowars.com, or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We're also carrying a new video. We've got it, but it isn't even up on the shopping cart yet. But if you want to write to us, it'll be up in the next week. If you want to write to us, you can get American Drug War. It is on the shopping cart, by the way. But we just got in Washington, You're Fired, by just an amazing filmmaker, William Lewis. And that is available if you want to write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And there's a lot of other books and videos we're about to add to the cart. It'll be up there in the next day or two, but I'm just saying if you want it now, you can go ahead and write to us to get Washington, You're Fired, another amazing film. All right, I'm going to stop belaboring this and go to some of your calls after I finish up with the illegal aliens who are above the law. But everybody's above the law but Americans. We are some of the most enslaved, most taxed, most surveilled, but we're arrogant idiots who think, myself included, I thought that we were free. Now, I was just thinking, I mean, 1999, Richard Grasso, head of the New York Stock Exchange, in front of AP and Reuters and scores of newspapers, has a press conference with the head of the FARC communist guerrillas, who control about half the cocaine production in Colombia and two other surrounding nations. They've got little pieces of those countries. And it was in the paper that, well, it's legal for foreign drug cartels to invest in the stock market. And Richard Grasso told him, you will invest with us or we're going to invade you. And they said no, and 1 year later they invaded. And 7 years later, They finally killed the head of the FARC 2 months ago. They finally, the mafia that runs our country. The mafia openly deals drugs. Our government openly launders drug money. Openly. I'll never forget, I talked about this a few months ago, 2 months ago, when they killed the head of the FARC. Drug dealing just continues, like shark's teeth, somebody replaces him. And I reposted on prisonplanet.com. No, it was Infowars.com. Curt Nimmo posted, I sent him like five stories. One was AP, one was Reuters, and then one of them was Narco News, and another was some Colombian newspaper. No, it was Venezuelan newspaper from like 7 years ago when all this happened. And in the comments, the CENTCOM guys in there, they didn't counter Reuters or the photo of Richard Grasso hugging the head of the FARC and saying, invest your drugs with us. They just said, oh, look at this leftist publication you put a link to. Oh, they're commies. When Grasso's publicly hugging him, publicly saying it, it doesn't matter. You just deny it. You're shameful creatures. So see, everybody's above the law but us. Everybody gets a free pass, a get-out-of-jail card, but American citizens. We've interviewed sheriffs, it's been in the news, where they'll arrest a van full of 15, 20 illegals stacked on top of each other, driving through Tennessee, Georgia, North Carolina, upstate New York. I've seen Texas. In fact, I need to have a bunch of those sheriffs back on. And they'll arrest them, and then they'll call the INS and now ICE, and they'll say, let them go. We don't deport. They can have marijuana. They can have 40s of beer, cases of beer everywhere. It's selectively enforced. They let them go. But let me tell you, you're a Hispanic American, like State Senator Barrientos, and you've had, he had like a blood alcohol level of like 1.2 or something, or 0.1 or whatever it is. Very low. It was like three beers. He goes to jail. And I'm not saying he should get away with it. The point is, you're a black guy, you're a white guy, you're a Mexican-American, they pull you over, you speak good English, boom, baby, you're going to jail. You got money. We're going to suck some money off of you. But you're an illegal alien. And I've talked to Austin cops. I pulled up at the office one night, and there were two cop cars, and one of my one of my contractors was here doing some internet work, and he's in handcuffs, and I walk up, and the cops start freaking out, back up, what are you, and they go, oh, it's Alex Jones. Hey, what's going on, Alex? The highest ranking guy was a big black guy, was a white lady, and no, it was a Hispanic lady and a white guy, and she was the one that first pulled in, because he pulled into the office, and she thought that he was evading her. It was suspicious that he turned in. How dare you turn into your office? And he had an expired driver's license. And I walk up, and black guy starts going, hey, I'm retired in 6 months. I don't care. Hey, Alex, should I hear about my new rock band? I've just played up in New York, blah, blah, blah. Have you heard of him? And I'm going, hey, how you doing? He goes, yeah, I've been watching you for years. And the other guy, the other white guy was, somewhat nice. He was stuttering, though, when he talked to me. And here's the Hispanic woman taking the IT guy to jail. And I lean up to the car and I say, hey, if he was an illegal alien, you'd let him go. And she got real mad and drove out. And the other two guys start laughing. They go, yeah. They encourage us not to arrest the illegals because there's nothing they do anyways. The judge just lets them go or gives them a $50 fine, but we get in trouble if we pull over a citizen and they don't. And I just said, that doesn't make you mad? And he goes, yeah, it makes us mad, and both of them are telling me that. They just go, hey, see you later, man. Have a good one. Oh, yeah, I forgot the other part. My IT guy had gotten to the door, and it was at night. He'd opened up, so since he'd gotten the door open, they went ahead and walked through my office. I forgot that part. That's right. When I pull up, some of them are walking out of the front door of the office. And they said, one of them made a joke about criminal activity, and I tried to laugh it off. I just can't handle it anymore, folks. I'm total scum. I'm a scum filth slave. I'm just going to admit it. I am a pathetic scum piece of trash. All of us are. We are pathetic slave worms. And until we admit that we are worms who are selectively enforced on and who live on the lowest rung of society, things are only going to get worse. I had a newscast I didn't even play last week. It's not like I'm trying to bash the illegals, where this white girl for history class was told to write an essay and read it. You know, everybody had to write an essay and say what they thought about illegal immigration. And so she came to school, and she was supposed to do an essay and have a visual aid. And she had a sign saying, illegal immigration is hurting America. And so 20 kids beat her up, bruises, scratches, little cuts all over. And the school just said, we're not going to do anything. Yes, they're allowed to beat her up, basically, and they just said that's how it is. Because only whites can commit racial crimes. Only whites are bad. Only whites can do wrong. Only whites are evil. Only. And I remember the illegal aliens beating people up in the last 3 years at these rallies they have all over the country, pulling down American flags. I got video of them beating old women in the head with 2x4s, blood squirting out. The police come and arrest the blacks and whites and Hispanics who are counter-demonstrating. Because the establishment wants the illegal aliens. They get free health care. They get free welfare. They get everything. You get nothing, slaves. Let's finish up with that newscast. From where we were at, the piece about the billions of dollars. Here it is.
Take health care, for example. An estimated $1.1 billion per year for all undocumented men, women, and children. Joe Riley is the CEO
Stop
of the...
Again. Stop again. I mean, that is such a lie. $22,000. We did the math off public numbers. It's $22,000, some cases even more, depending on the state, to have a cesarean. I know I've had to pay for three of them. The average three-day stay, a lot of you are nodding your heads. Yeah, you've had babies. You know that there's complications in a cesarean. It can even be even higher. They say 300,000 women are having births. The average birth is about 10 grand. It's about 20 grand with a cesarean. So if you average it together, it's way more than a billion. It could be 6 billion. It could be 4 billion. We don't know the exact number. But now they're saying all health care for illegals is $1.1 billion. When, if you paid for 300,000 women to have babies at 10 grand apiece without cesarean, some of them are, but they're saying about 45% of the births in this country are now cesarean. So they like to quicken in the process. I mean, the point is, you're hearing a lot lower numbers here. We know it's many times higher than this. I mean, just the tax cost in California, it's been in the news, is I've seen the number of $5 billion for illegal alien health care in a single year. Here it is.
And children. Joe Riley is the CEO of the McAllen Texas Medical Center near the Texas-Mexico border. 40% of the children born here, nearly 2,400 last year, were the babies of illegal immigrants. Riley has seen and heard it all.
Mothers about to give birth that walk up to the hospitals still wet from swimming across the river and in actual labor.
Here to have a child in the U.S.
McAllen, which is part of a large hospital system, like all hospitals, is mandated by law to treat all emergency room patients, not verify citizenship.
We have uncompensated care of over $200 million last year.
$200 million?
Yes.
But stop.
Money that you...
That proves their lie. $200 million in one small Texas town. McAllen's little. $200 mil in one town, and they're telling you it's only $1.1 billion. I mean, you see, how dumb do they think you are? So you think this is a piece being honest? No, it's a complete lie. Go ahead.
We won't ever see you again.
Yes.
It's not fair to the taxpayers who have to foot the bill.
This Congress has all but given up on comprehensive immigration reform.
Stop right there. See their spin? Their spin is, oh, look, the illegals are getting all this free health care. The answer is legalize all of them and totally get rid of the border. I mean, that's like if you have a sprained ankle, having both your legs cut off, your throat slit, and 14 rounds pumped into your head. But that's the logic. And there's yuppies and mindless, you know, fluoride drinkers out there watching this, and they think, oh, man, I'm mad about this. I want reform. That's why it's over. Keep playing it. Just play it out to break.
But lawmakers like Lamar Smith of Texas want to challenge the 14th Amendment, which guarantees U.S. citizenship to any child born in America.
It seems fundamentally wrong that we ought to give the greatest honor our country can bestow, citizenship, to a child whose only connection to this country is that his or her mother came across the border illegally.
Many Americans who struggle to take care of their own families think it is unfair that they should take care of a family and they're not U.S. citizens.
I don't really understand the resentment.
Stay there. Hey, lady, if I try to come down to Mexico and have a kid, your cops will take me outside and beat me half to death and laugh at me while they scream gringo. So you shut up!
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my
head. Just go back to the lady saying, I don't understand why they don't want to pay for my free health care. I'm just totally amazed that I... By the way, U.S. newspapers like this. They like the federal funds. They put ads. They've been caught putting ads in Mexican newspapers to come up and have the babies. And, I mean, it's a big joke. And then the whole family gets to move down here. Continue with it, and then I'm going to go to Malcolm and others that are holding.
It's not fair to the taxpayers. We have to foot the bill.
This Congress has all but given up on comprehensive immigration reform. But lawmakers like Lamar Smith of Texas want to challenge the 14th Amendment, which guarantees U.S. citizenship to any child born in America.
It seems fundamentally wrong that we ought to give the greatest honor our country can bestow, citizenship, to a child whose only connection to this country is that his or her mother came across the border illegally.
Many Americans who struggle to take care of their own families think it is unfair that they should take care of a family and they're not U.S. citizens.
I don't really understand the resentment, but I know that God will find a way to help them too.
That's what Fabiola's doing for young Elliot, relying on her faith, her family, and the U.S. government. Byron Pitts, CBS News, McAllen, Texas.
There isn't a U.S. government. Let's get that clear. There's private banking families that own our media, that own our military, and that poison the water and carry out eugenics operations against us. And they have always used divide and conquer, and they have brought in gigantic third world populations to blow out the economy, blow out the wages, break down the society. And that's what's happened, period. Now, I don't know what we're going to do as a society. I don't know how we're going to turn this around. Our government has paid for comic books and everything else in Mexico for 50 years, just like they radicalized the Muslims, and that's a historical fact. To quote counterbalance communism, they have radicalized the Mexicans in Mexico to where they hate this country. It is a national pastime. When this country was attacked on 9/11, LA Times and others reported that the week after, U.S. team was down in Mexico playing them, and they were chanting, "Bin Laden, Bin Laden, Bin Laden, hurrah." Now, they thought Bin Laden attacked us. They don't understand the sophisticated game. The U.S. citizens don't either. This is a group that cheers Al-Qaeda attacking us. Now, and it's perfect. They speak another language. The dumb yuppies don't know. The dumb yuppies can't even speak English. All they can do is act cool and strut around, you know, bulging their muscles out. And that's why it's all over, folks. The country is completely falling apart. The country is, and we have to recognize how bad it is. We're hearing hospitals are going bankrupt. States are going bankrupt. Meanwhile, the feds are always adding new taxes, new layers of bureaucracy. More cops out writing tickets. And, it makes me mad when cops have a checkpoint and I drive up to it. And they're checking for IDs and insurance, and I see them waving illegals through. I get mad. I'm like, what's your problem, man? You let illegals go, and they'll just be like, well, don't ask questions. I am asking questions. I have had enough. I don't get my Bill of Rights. I don't get my Constitution. I don't get anything. And the illegal aliens, they get everything. They get everything, and my family gets nothing. And then I get to be hated while I pay for their welfare and pay for their kids and pay for everything else. I get to go down to Mexico and get treated like dirt. I'm boycotting Mexico. I'm boycotting the whole thing. Boycott Mexico.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I've been ranting about the fact that there's a red carpet for the illegal aliens from the entire planet. I mean, haven't the illegal aliens ever wondered why the government gives them a red carpet to put up billboards saying they're taking over the U.S. and free health care, free welfare, everything else? It's to help bring down the country. We've got Kurt Nimmo joining us to talk about the war. They're beating the drums to go into Iran, claiming now that Iran's al-Qaeda, and now saying that they're going to shift the worldwide war on terror from al-Qaeda to Iran. Now, they already did that once. They shifted it and said, we're no longer worried about al-Qaeda. We're catching bin Laden. Now it's Saddam. And then after they were done with him, they said, now it's back to al-Qaeda, and now it's to Iran. So we'll be talking about that and a lot more. And George Humphrey joins us, too, in studio later. But right now, let's go to some of your calls. We're taking calls on my local in-studio line today, 512-646-5400. Let's talk to Malcolm in Austin, Texas, who disagrees. Thanks for holding, Malcolm. Go ahead, Malcolm. You're on the air.
Am I on now?
Yes, you are.
Okay, hi. I love your show. I've tried to turn you on to some people. There are actually some listeners out there who claim that you're with Mossad. And my message to them goes, this is my message to these people. If they say that you stutter when you talk about Israel. That's their claim. But my message is this. If you believe that Alex Jones is with Mossad, well, the Pope and the Dalai Lama just ate a whole bunch of Hostess Twinkies and are now going to San Francisco to kill the mayor. So there. Anyway, I have two complaints and two questions for you. My first complaint regards you saying that the central bankers are dumping the dollar to get the dollar down, and then like a few minutes later, you're saying that the central bankers are dumping gold to send the price of gold down. Alex, you can't do both simultaneously because dollar and the gold are opposed to each other price-wise.
Well, I've had on the GATA group, who's been in federal international court suing the central banks, and we've had Nobel Prize winners on. We've had the head of the New York School of economics on. We've had all these top economists on, and whoever said that the laws of this rigged stock market and somewhat rigged and manipulated metals market and commodities, whoever said that you couldn't have that going on? The central banks, the IMF said last week they were going to dump more gold on the market to drive down gold.
Yeah, but that would increase the value of the dollar if you do that.
Okay, well, you're not listening to what I'm saying, sir.
Okay.
Look, fine, believe what you want. Fine. I'm wrong. How's that sound?
Okay. Well, Alex, before, also, you were talking about silver. Ted Butler and Jim Rogers did acknowledge that there is a huge amount of silver in China. They're just not selling it. So even though the price of silver, I've invested in metals, and I've done very well. And but the thing about it is there is a huge supply of silver in China. They just haven't dumped it yet. And Jim Rogers acknowledged that. Just to let you know.
So you're saying silver's going to go down?
I don't know, but what I'm worried about is if when the AWACS plane was conveniently dropped off to China years ago with all that radar supply.
And they didn't follow their standard operating procedure to trigger the acid baths that destroy the codes.
Right. Well, the price of silver magically went down. And there's some people out there in the metals markets who I've talked with, they think that there may be some kind of deal going on between the United States and China, with not just with them financing our debt by buying our bonds and stuff, but also with selling silver to keep the price low, because silver is one of the oldest forms of money, and it's some people also argue that it's sort of used as a choke collar to keep the price of gold down.
Well, of course it is. Listen, I appreciate your call.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with people that the U.S. government has a policy of a weak dollar. They have stated that. And to say that, I'm going to come back and break it down. But that's what all the experts have also said on this show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, I want to comment on some of the things that the caller from Austin, Texas was discussing. He was saying, which way is it? Do the people running the U.S. financial system want a weak dollar or a strong dollar? Well, they have been printing a lot of the dollars. They've been issuing a lot of liquidity and credit. They have been doing things that have been driving down the value of the dollar. But then as gold rises up, I mean, this is subtle nuances here. They've got gold suppressed. It's up today at 9,000, at 930 something. But they don't want it to be at parity to 1980s highs of $2,300+. And so even though we see gold way up, it is still suppressed. And the IMF and others have been caught selling gold to other member central banks at below cost many times. And so when a bunch of gold and billions of dollars of gold gets sold at below price, that drives down the price. That's the whole point. They are manipulating the market. Just like they manipulate the CPI, just like they put out fake numbers on unemployment. When someone goes off of the unemployment rolls, they then count them as employed. So we're here having debates about the financial system going off of what they say. That's a little naive. But instead of debating all of this, gold was $260-something dollars an ounce 5 years ago, and it's now $930-plus dollars an ounce. Silver was $5 an ounce, and now it's $19 an ounce. The dollar was the most powerful currency in the world, and it's now behind every major industrialized nation and dropping. So I don't even know what the debate is about. We know the policies of devaluing the dollar are being carried out. We know that the IMF and World Bank have come out and said they believe the dollar is going to go down substantively more in the next year. See, what happens is the Federal Reserve wants to keep inflation, at least on the surface, down domestically. And in congressional testimony, Bernanke says, well, inflation isn't too high domestically, which it really is. And he lies and says it's at 6%. Last year he said it was at 2%, when it's really at about 15 or higher. And so globally out in the world, gold really hasn't gone up that much. It's gone up here domestically. And so when they try to hammer gold down, they're doing that because it does tend to destroy confidence in not just the dollar, but other currencies. And so they don't want it to be an investment for everybody because there's so many futures contracts on it. There's so much leveraged investment involved in it. And it gets into a lot of other delicate complexities. But next time we've got Bob Chapman on, I'll have him explain it to you, caller. As for me having to spend time responding to, am I a Scientologist, am I a Mossad agent, am I a Catholic agent, I stammer quite a bit when I get excited and I start talking about things. So for people to say, oh, listen to how Alex stammered right there, I stammer constantly when I get excited and got 10 points I want to make. It's very frustrating. And I also get angry, not angry about myself individually. I enjoy being attacked. I like it. I like fighting with people. I like the fact, at a sick level, there's lots of jealous do-nothings who are mad at the fact that I work a lot more hours than they do, and I'm a lot smarter than they are, and that you know, when somebody hates me, I'll hate them right back. But at an intellectual level, I get very upset. You know, we all have mixed feelings about things. Because there is sodium fluoride in the water. It is retarding the average IQ levels of someone who drinks it. This is government studies, by about 20 points on average. And we've posted those reports and played those congressional testimonies, and we've done it all here. They are chemtrailing us. They are engaging in mass eugenics. They are getting rid of our borders. The illegal aliens are getting free health care and free welfare as a supplement, as an incentive to come here in even greater numbers. But the government is building FEMA camps. And there are groups that fight over whether it should all be about Catholics or all about Protestants, and they all fight with each other. And that's all these groups do. They'll say New World Order in their writings, but that's about it. There's no political activism. There's no warning the general public. I mean, can you imagine somebody driving along, listening to this show for the first time in Austin, Texas, on 1330 AM, or 590 AM, or 90.1, or 96.3, or somebody listening to the two AM stations and FM station we got in upstate New York, or somebody, the two stations we've got in Ohio, or three stations we've got in Illinois, or a station in Florida, or two stations in California, and Needles, and also one that goes into San Diego, or all the other affiliates in Montana, Wyoming, Idaho. I mean, they're driving along in their cars, and they're hearing people call up and say, I don't think you're an agent. Well, A, I'm not an agent, but B, it doesn't matter. What are you going to do about the things I talk about? Agents don't get on air and tell you you have personal power. Agents don't get on air and say we have a chance to defeat the New World Order. Agents don't get on air and say you're all leaders. Get involved. Pick an issue, any issue. Agents get on air and say we all need to unify. We all need to go follow this group. We all need to have this or that. We all need to, you know, that's what agents or control freaks always do. Agents don't say start your own group, be nonviolent. I mean, look at the fruits, literally. I, with this radio show, because of my listeners taking action, everybody I talk to in the movement says, you know, it's unanimous. Alex Jones has woken up more people than anybody else. Alex Jones has brought in the mighty harvest. Alex Jones has the fruit on the tree. Now, sometimes I think maybe the fruit isn't good because everybody that calls me up or sends me a letter or an email says, you woke me up, but now I know you're evil. See, they don't have any logic there. And so I start thinking, man, maybe I wake everybody up and then I just hand them over to all the bottom-feeding crazies who are all in factionalized infighting because that's how society works. Let me give all the people out there that are mad that you're not the big leader and that you're mad that you don't have the millions of listeners and all of this. Let me give you a few tips. When you make money off a book you sell or something, don't take a vacation. Hire people. Write a better book. Make a better video. Or let me give you a tip. Spend time empowering people and having a message about information and things that are happening. And inform them about the grid and how the world works and what the systems are doing. You know, people want different subjects, different guests, different info. That's what makes a popular radio show and effective as well. If you perseverate on one subject over and 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 over again, it doesn't garner large audiences. I'm also trying to give you a little bit of a tip there. I mean, if we wake up the public to the fact that eugenics is being carried out against us, then we're being poisoned and we can give them the documents and the facts and the info, they're going to wake up and the New World Order is going to fall. But if we start instead of starting at square A and go to square Z with people and immediately get into the most esoteric things or interlocking secret societies and different global mafias, you are not going to defeat the New World Order. You see, there's an attack profile of divide and conquer that the New World Order has where they... When you read COINTELPRO, you can go read the thousands of pages that were declassified. It was how to go get groups to fight with each other. I mean, I use the example of the Black Panthers in Chicago and Detroit and other places, L.A., New York, D.C. They'd go to them and they'd infiltrate with well-spoken blacks on the payroll. And they'd say, you know, brother, what Ishmael, he won't talk about how it's this. And we need to radicalize things and... You know, we need to start robbing banks instead of feeding the homeless, and we need to get radical and get violent, and then that would immediately create division, and then they'd have fights over the violent split-off groups, and then the violent split-off group would be run by a Fed, and then they would not bust the violent group, they'd go bust all the peaceful people. So, A, I love how in the message boards there's always, we need to start killing these people and start hanging them and start murdering them, and we'll go track their IPs, their blocked IPs, but we've learned that their IPs... that clusters of feds are using, where they're coming from. I mean, there's feds out there doing that. So, look, we're having an effect educating people one person at a time, just teaching them that there is a box you're in, get outside the box, that there is a paradigm control, that there's stuff going on you don't know about, that there's a world out there outside of television and church, that there are elites, that they are carrying out programs. And then I've always been successful because I've just said, don't believe me, go look at what I'm claiming. Go look at what I'm saying. And then we get people to go out and take action on their own. And that's what's most effective. That's an attack that isn't organized, that the New World Order can't compute for and can't deal with and can't infiltrate. You think they can infiltrate 30 million people putting up Ron Paul signs? No, they don't have that many agents. They're defenseless against us. They're defenseless against everything we're doing as long as it's uncoordinated and multifaceted lone wolf guerrilla information warfare attacks. Launch InfoWar now. Defeat the enemy.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Some highway east of Omaha, I can listen to the engine moaning out his one old song.
It's really elementary. We need to be unified as a movement against tyranny. but be diverse. And anybody that tries to get us to infight with each other, those are the agents. Or more often than not, they've engineered us to be infighters. They've engineered us to be small-minded. It's how we've been trained. So most of them aren't even agents. So stay focused on the message. Most anti-New World Order groups are neurotic weirdos who can't ever even cover an issue or a news story to warn the public because they're too busy obsessing on how only they know the secret key. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Betsy in Florida. You're on the air, Betsy. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thank you. I'm a longtime subscriber to Prison Planet TV. Very much enjoy it.
Thank you for the support.
I wanted to give people something positive. I followed you for a long time, and we've been doing a lot of things here in Panama City. First of all, my husband is the mayor of Callaway, and one of the things that we had going here was we live near an Air Force base, and the military was trying to control our development here. Their excuse was that they needed to control what was developed because of the airspace and so forth. And my husband supported an effort with another mayor here to fight the military on that, and they won because, you know, they wanted to make the other cities see that once the military had control of that, they'd have control of other things too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I also started my own newsletter, which I just, you know, I paid for myself. I published it. I used some of your material as my sources.
Good.
And so forth. Got that out there. That's a very easy thing to do with the way computers are now. You can email it to people or mail it.
Exactly. Just wake people up. Just start attacking the info war. Just get in there with your weapons and just get in there and go after the New World Order.
Another thing that people can do, which I did, I went on a speech circuit myself. I just went to, I got myself on the agenda for every city council meeting in the area and just spoke against the New World Order and just told people about the Real ID Act and all the other things and what the what was coming in the future and what was already on the law books that I quoted and so forth. Usually what happened was the city council members didn't care, but the people in the audience were very interested and very supportive.
Absolutely. And all over the country, people are going to city council meetings. That's where you find the people that care and are involved. And it's having a giant effect. And again, you're the perfect example of what we need here with the weapons that we have in the info war. You are taking action. You are out there getting the job done. And I salute you, Betsy.
Thank you. I do have one question, though, Alex. I know that for the coming time, especially when there's an economic downturn, you're suggesting people move out in the country to be more independent. My question is, we're in a situation where we can't move out of the city, and we do own our home and our property. We're trying to grow our own food and stuff. But what do you suggest for people like us? What more can we do? Like, I'm worried our property taxes will go up or something.
Well, I'm not saying everybody should move to the country. I'm saying that's an option if you can find the right place. I mean, it's good to even have 5, 10, 20 acres, 50, 60 miles from where you live in case there is a complete depression. If you've got a mobile home or something else, you can go out there with your storable food and basically wait it out. I mean, if we do have a depression, it will unravel into war in the streets overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we'll have a complete unraveling of society. Even the federal government has said that's a danger. And so, I'm just saying that if there's a breakdown and there's riots or burning, I mean, look, I wouldn't live in Los Angeles. I wouldn't live in East L.A. I wouldn't live in Southern L.A. I wouldn't live in New York City. I wouldn't live in the middle of Chicago. It's just those big urban centers are time bombs. They're also big terror attacks, big terror attack targets, just waiting to happen, or bird flu attacks. I mean, if you're living out in the country, it's a very low probability that the feds are going to release the plague or whatever they're going to do in your area. You're going to be able to lock down and stay safe. But if you're in a major city, you may be there when the spray planes fly over and spray the city. So there's just no telling with these psychopaths running things. Just statistically, it's safer to live in the country. We're going to come back, take more calls, then Kurt Nemo is going to be in studio. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
It's progressing. It's only a matter of time until it's completely taken over our lives. We are entering martial law. Clearly, America has all the signs. There is no time like the present to get prepared by protecting yourself and your family. Find the information you need to arm yourself with an InfoBomb ebook at SurviveMartialLaw.com. This ebook will tell you everything you need to know about how to prepare and handle living in martial law. The worst part of martial law is the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to stay calm and how to act around controlling troops. Get tips on where to store valuables, emergency food, and what signs to look for. Surviving martial law can be difficult, but it is possible. Arm yourself with knowledge, as this will be the only weapon you will have to protect yourself and your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com. That's SurviveMartialLaw.com. Or call 608-819-8011. That's 608-819-8011 to order this hard-hitting ebook today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
This is the end. Beautiful friend, this is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end, no safety or surprise, the end, I'll never look into your again. Can you picture what we'll
all right, let's go ahead and talk to Frank in New Jersey. Frank, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, as soon as Bernadine Smith is finished with her definitive work, she's got up on her website right now, Constitution of the UN Industrial Development Organization, document 97-10, that was signed illegally into law by Ronald Reagan in January 17, 1980, that basically is the incremental deindustrialization of our country to build up the third world, China, India, and all that. It's all documented. She's an unsung hero, and but it's right there. Also a matter of the mobile consulate, the New York City consulate, Mexican consulate, has mobile units going around the pockets of illegals to get them all documented with their globalist agenda. It's in Home Tribune, March 27th, THNT.com, the 27th, A1. Mobile consulate gets Mexican passports. Also, talk about oxymoron, President George Bush Sr. To law, illegally, oxymoron again, Executive Order 12803, private, selling off infrastructure, privatization of infrastructure. And my phone's dripping out, so you just can comment on that, Alex. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I know. It's true. We're going into United Nations receivership. The whole country is being taken over. And the average American, I just desperately want to warn them. And they were preconditioned that the UN basically doesn't exist, the NAFTA highways don't exist, the corporate takeovers don't exist. They're just so arrogant. Now, they're finally realizing that the government's taken their Bill of Rights, taken their Constitution. I remember about 2 weeks ago, I saw an article where Mississippi announced, hey, we're just going to get rid of the Fourth Amendment and spy on anybody we want without warrants. And then the Washington Post and everybody else announced in the last week that, yeah, the government listens to everybody without warrants. And then all these documents got released. We already knew it, but there it is. And police come to your door and demand a search for guns and basically push their way in from Oakland, California to D.C., from Tucson, Arizona to Dallas, Texas. It's just lawlessness, complete and total evil everywhere. And it really pains me that this is happening. I mean, I live here. My children live here. My wife lives here. And that's why I yell and scream and flip out in some hope it'll wake people up. Frankly, half the time, I just get frustrated. I do this far too much. You know, this is not some joy. Sometimes it is, but most of the time, it's anger is what brings me to the air, but also love of my family and everybody else who's innocent. And we just have really wicked, corrupt people in control of the government and control of the police and control of the corporations and most of the courts. And they're unifying their power right now. They're expanding their power right now. They are intensifying their power right now, and they know what they're doing. So, you know, what do you do? It's just going to get worse and worse and worse, and as they take the pension funds, as they implode the companies, as they take the jobs, as things get worse and worse, as Barack Obama shot his mouth off in an elitist fashion and said, you know, clutching to their religion, clutching to their guns. He thought he was speaking to an ivory tower group in San Francisco, and now Herr Hillary is going after him for it. But believe me, she's more elitist than he is, and that's their mindset. Look, they know you're bitter. They know you're upset. They know you're going to freak out. But it won't matter because the SWAT teams are going to get you in your town one at a time. They're going to get your kids one at a time. They're going to take you to the prison one at a time. They're going to catch your kids smoking pot one at a time. They're going to get you on welfare one at a time. They're going to get you in the psychiatric system one at a time. And those working in the system are brainwashed themselves. They don't even know what they're doing. They don't even know what they're part of. And we've got really tough times ahead of us. There is no mistake that it's going to get more and more serious as time elapses, as time goes forward. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that that's the case. We have a criminally insane, hyper-intelligent elite that have cold-bloodedly said everything is about survival of the fittest. You know, they say our ancestors were meaner and tougher. That's why they got control and smarter. And any species overrides another species. Even there's wars within species. You know, there's the same species as many species of ant that have wars with each other. And they cold-bloodedly, scientifically, have no empathy for their fellow man. They say, we're going to first dumb you down so you can't resist us, and then we're going to cold-bloodedly institute eugenics programs through bioethics, and we're going to euthanize and poison and soft kill and murder you. And they see me as a soft weakling. because I empathize with African children being injected with AIDS in their polio shots, in their smallpox shots. I empathize with mothers having their children die. I am weak. I am pathetic to them. Now, I know this. The globalists can say I'm weak and pathetic, but I am not the weak and pathetic that the general public is, not even able to see a threat when it's coming. Also, I'm not a member of the elite. And so I know that I'm targeted for extermination. I'm targeted for eugenics. But I'll tell you this, if I was an elitist, if my family was worth, you know, $100 billion and married into every other elite family and there were university endowments named after me and, you know, all of this, and I had mansions all over the world and helicopter pads and I had, you know, three PhDs, and that's who we're talking about with these people. If I was one of those people, I guess genetically, inbreeding between predatory psychopathic families, these are genetic psychopaths, most of them, or genetic sadist. And I would enjoy it. I would like it. It is a raw, cold exercise of dominant power. I think they're narrowing the future of humanity. I think they're also endangering the Earth. They're on such power trips, and they're nihilistic. They're doing a lot of scientific things, genetic engineering, the fission fusion, the particle accelerators, the, you know, all of it that is endangering the planet, the bioweapons programs. And I think that they are getting so inbred and so insane, they're like Roman emperors there before the fall in 410, that they are the greatest threat to this species. And it's very sad to me that a cop driving along listening to me, on average, or the general public, can't even understand what I'm saying. And this is just 101 science, 101 what's going on. And I look at my dear children and I think, you know, at least I've, you know, given them consciousness. I mean, I didn't give them anything. God set the clock to ticking, but, you know, I made the conscious decisions to do what I did. I had children. And they're in great danger. We're all in great danger. And they're beautiful, wonderful little angels. And I've brought them into this dark world. But, you know, the world's always been dark. It's always had problems. And we need to have life in the middle of all this darkness. You know, that little rainbow. And we need to protect it and love it and really be devoted to life and devoted to purity and devoted to goodness. And then any time I wake up at 3 a.m. with feelings of fear of knowing the New World Order would love to kill me if they thought they could get away with it and not, you know, alert the slaves, knowing I'm in great danger, knowing that down the road there's very dark times ahead for me and my family. I mean, statistically there is. I pray God protect me, but that's God's will. And but when I realize all the other innocents and all the other creative, wonderful people that have been smashed and destroyed by this, it's not even courage that comes to me. It is conviction. And it's being committed and not even worried anymore. I'm not even worried anymore. I'm not even upset. You know, many times when I'm calm, I get upset when I'm on air because I have to focus on this and talk about it. But it is a melancholy, because we face individuals that have studied every dictatorship, every system of conditioning and mind control, and who cold-bloodedly have created an amalgamation, an art form, a fusion of evil. And they've turned my fellow man into materialistic, grasping, hollow automatons who are all operating from their most base-level desires. Now, the base has a place in your psyche, but you're also supposed to have the, you know, the higher forms, and we just all have been turned into over-competitive, hyper-driven, obsessive-compulsive, backstabbing, backbiting. Evil's just growing. I can look in people's eyes. I can see the activity. I can see what's going on. And when evil grows around you, when people betray you, backstab you, then you want to crush them. And then, which is really a natural response, but then also you catch yourself liking it, defeating people, winning, and then it, you know, it has to be defend yourself but not go overboard. I mean, I talk about this a lot, and a lot of you are liberal that listen, you've been conditioned, but it is part of the eugenics program, you were for abortion. And most of it's because you've been part of abortion or you've supported it and you can't go back and admit you were wrong. It's like a lot of the people that attack me and make things up about me, they committed a long time ago to think I was bad, so they can't ever say they were wrong. So they have to just continue to look for non-evidence to, you know, say I'm bad. No, I'm good. I'm for real. And as much as I don't want to make this show about me, everybody's made it about me now. And right now, this show is growing exponentially. Right now, we have never grown this fast. We have never reached more people. We've never gotten more attention. And I want you to know I'm humbled. I am absolutely blasted and blown away and brought low by all this attention. And it's very stressful. And because I do not have the ego that I need to be able to do this in a more healthy fashion. As I become more spiritually developed, I lose more and more my ego. It burns away. And it then becomes just a exercise in trying to defend the weak. And there is really no self-pleasure in it. In fact, it's the opposite of pleasure. It's fulfilling. I'm fulfilled and I'm empowered, but it is not something that's relish. It is more a great responsibility. And then I look at myself, a hunchbacked, pot-bellied, black circles around my eyes. And I look at my mind, I self-analyze, and I am one wicked bastard. But compared to everybody else, I'm one of the best people that you'll ever meet. That's how evil things are. That's how bad things are. And the New World Order is going to hurt you, folks. They're going to hurt you real bad. And for everybody in the system who serves the system out there, you know deep down in your gut, in your spirit, I'm telling you the truth. You're going to get hurt real bad, and I wish you weren't going to get hurt real bad. And I wish I wasn't going to get hurt real bad. And I wish my family wasn't going to get hurt real bad. And I wish these people weren't running things. But I'm here to give you a newsflash. They are. And they like to hurt you. They've given over to it. To them, hurting people is like breathing. To me, I look at a sweet, dear child with that electricity in their eyes and the happiness and their wonderment at the world as their brain is growing. And I just see the handiwork of God's creation, and just it's a window into the universe and the heavens. And, you know, things we'll never see or dream or even imagine, but it's just like it's like a twinkling glimpse of God. And the New World Order, they love to hurt children. They love piles of dead children. They love scorched earth and burning forests. They love deformed creatures in laboratories. They love abomination. They love evil. They love pain. And they run it, and they're setting up the world. They're setting the table. All the horrors you've seen the last 1,000 years were just cooking the meal, preparing the table, getting all of it out on the table. And now they're pulling out their knives and forks, and we're on the spread, and they're about to have their great blood meal. Their great victory. Victory after victory after victory after victory against good. Victory after victory after victory against love. Victory after victory after victory against decency and honor and everything that's good. Just victory after victory after victory after victory after victory after victory after victory. And all these deluded souls that serve the dark force, everything they do is towards destroying the planet. Everything they do is towards destroying everything that's decent. God help us. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Illinois. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
I just want to say something. You know, for people who are just even doubting
all of this. What chance are they willing to take? What chance are they willing to sit there and say, well, this guy's a lunatic, these people are crazy? What chance is that? That's a huge chance. It's better to be safe than sorry. And half these people, they're so ignorant and they're so self-developed in their own world, materialistic, influenced by TV. I tell you what, the only reason why I turned into all of this, I stopped watching TV. I got rid of my basic cable. I got rid of my television, everything. And I used the internet for a learning tool. And from that point on, I started learning and developing what's really going on in this world, rather than following MTV's crap or the news that gives, you know, half truth, and if even that half truth, you know, I'm just at awe that people are so blind. I don't even know what to say. I mean, even on the internet, I saw Oprah. You know, she made a comment about there's so many ways to heaven. I'm not trying to get in a religious discussion, but she upset a lot of people.
No, I hear you, and I'm glad you're on board. Just questioning. Really glad you're there. Anything else?
It just doesn't make sense. You know, people really need to open up their eyes and you know, if they're not going to take action, at least listen and be aware. Because
I hear you. Look, everybody knows in their guts it's all true.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Right and wrong. A new world order.
Demo is going to be with us for 30 minutes for the next hour, then George Humphrey for an hour and a half. And your phone calls continually throughout. Mike and Gary and Bob and many others that are holding patiently. A few sponsors of the show I want to tell you about. First off, PrisonPlanet.tv makes so much of this radio show, the websites, the films possible via your subscriptions to PrisonPlanet.tv. It's $5.95 a month. If you get a yearly membership, you get 3 months free. But you can go do a trial month to month, $5.95 at PrisonPlanet.tv. Not only all 18 of my films, my weekly TV reports, we videotape a lot of the in-studio interviews, the Sunday show, expanded extras from films, like you got an hour and 40 minutes extra from Endgame that wasn't even an extra on the DVD, called Endgame 1.5. Now we take at least the fourth hour every day and have a document cam. We have two in-studio cams on myself and whoever my guest happens to be. We're going to have several guests in studio a week. We generally do, but we're going to try to make sure we do that each week now. And, of course, we have a video feed where we can also show you exclusive videos first. Like we premiered 20 minutes of my new JFK film, some of the raw footage from it here last week. That's going to be happening every week. Things have never been seen before. We'll premiere here at Infowars.com. You can go through and get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for that. So that's very, very important if you want to be able to see the fourth hour. Now, today you're going to get the third and fourth hour with Kurt Nemo and George Humphrey on the document cam. Also, there's other sponsors that make this show possible, and one of them is New Vitality. They have an excellent website. We have a link to that up on Infowars.com, where you can link over to New Vitality, some of the pages where you can get discounts. And they just have a lot of really amazing products at the New Vitality website. You can also give them a call for things like the Aloe's Colon and Body Cleanse. Really cleanses you out. 1-800-569-4056. Or their Super Beta Prostate if you're 45 or older. A lot of men have prostate problems. These are well-known herbs. This is just mainline herbs. We don't sell any of the magic cure stuff here. Sorry. This is just well-known for good prostate health and to shrink the prostate. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056. Also, we have the great folks at eFoods Direct, the place I've decided to get storable foods, I guess, five different times since 2001. And it lasts more than 10 years in climate control, 10 years out in the barn or in the attic. If it's not climate controlled, it's freeze-dried. It's been dehydrated, and it's just really high-quality food. It's all clean. None of it is GMO. Some of it does not have organic certification, though. That's a fine line there, but none of it's GMO. 99% is organic. Stuff like the bananas, they can't get those. It's very hard to get them organic, but they are non-GMO. So they're just wonderful folks. With all the uncertainty going on, it's a good idea to give them a call. 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633, or huge banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, Kurt Nemo on the other side in studio with us. Everybody watching on the video cameras at PrisonPlanet.tv, there's Kurt there, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have Kurt here with us. He is such a character. We'll be right back. I guess we're all characters in this office, though. All right. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with hour number three.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement.
You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next 30 minutes, Kurt Nimmo is in studio with us. I'm going to get Kurt back in studio tomorrow for another little 30-minute visit. He is busy in there like a little bee, updating InfoWars during the breaks. And he is coming to visit us from his abode in New Mexico. And we appreciate his wife letting him leave the little command carrier out there in New Mexico and visit the mothership, the flagship, here in Austin, Texas. Kurt, what do you think of our info bunker?
Well, it's great. I mean, I understand it was called the submarine.
Yes, the submarine is the internal nickname, because there's wires and people all in close proximity. The anthill is another good name for it.
It's a good setup.
Yeah, well, we need to get a bigger office. We have people on top of each other. Basically, have people bunking on top of each other. We'll just, like, you know, ceilings are high enough, I guess, to build another platform up above everybody, and somebody can, like, wriggle up into some wiring and do their updating from there, huh?
Well, just install a periscope in your set, you know what I mean?
Kurt, there's a lot going on. I want to take some calls coming up the next segment, but I figured you'd want to talk about, because I know she posted a lot last night on InfoWars about this, how they're now saying, they even publicly say, stop having your focus on Al-Qaeda. Now the new terror threat that's going to attack America is Iran. When Iran is saying, we want peace, we want peace, we want peace, and has let the UN run all over them, they have no nuclear weapons, but it doesn't matter.
Well, no, it doesn't, because, well, the neocons have said from the start they want to attack, you know, Iran. Iraq, Iran, Syria, they've told us all along what they want to do, so that's nothing new. I mean, this is just what they want to do, and so they're setting the stage for it.
Well, they certainly are. They certainly are. Do you think they're going to attack them by the end of the year?
I think they'll attack before the end of the year, before the end of Bush's term. What's his name? Podhertz. I don't know how to pronounce the guy's name. Major neocon said that they want to attack. And in fact, he told Israeli television they will attack before Bush leaves office.
Boy, I tell you, Israel is really getting obvious about the amount of control they've got over our government.
Well, you know, AIPAC's in there, and they're in Washington lobbying the government, and pro-Israeli neocons are ensconced in the White House, so there you go. They're in control.
But Lebanon didn't go too well, and neither has Iraq on a lot of levels. I wonder why the Israeli lobby, some of the other interests as well, the weapons makers, I mean, we have the European elite at least publicly saying they're against it. I think we do see a split within the elite. I wonder why they've got so much arrogance or hubris, or I guess it really is chutzpah.
Well, you look at their history. They had wars since the establishment of the Israeli state, and they did darn good for all those wars. So the hubris continues over. But, you know, you take a look at what's going on in the Middle East now. The Arabs are getting stronger and stronger, and the resistance movements in that area are getting stronger and stronger. So it doesn't work anymore. You know, Hezbollah pretty much cleaned their clock when they went in there. What was it, last year, last summer, or was it the summer before? I don't remember.
Well, the same thing happened with Hitler. He thought he could just invade everybody, and then he started getting his butt kicked.
Mm-hmm. Right. Hubris.
Well, you know, I like to be a little more sophisticated. I do believe Israel is one of the dominant lobbies and certainly wants all these wars and certainly brags openly how they run the U.S. To a certain extent, there are other lobbies that also want war. You know, I mentioned the weapons manufacturers. But if they destroy the nation that's their base of operations, how are they going to continue to do this? I guess the view is they're globalists, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I think the defense contractors don't think beyond the quarterly earnings statements, just like any other large multinational corporation. They don't think about it.
Kurt, I agree with you. We're about to break. Come back. We'll talk more about Iran. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hey there, this is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican, find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus. The crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Mike in Canada, Gary, Bob, and others. The number to join us today on the show is 512-646-5400. 512-646-5400. And to inaugurate Kurt Nema being in studio today, I'm even wearing a sports jacket. Everybody out there watching, to honor Kurt. Kurt, you have done, and all the viewers. I'm going to start wearing a three-piece suit in here for you on the show. No, I'm just joking. Don't hold your breath. Kurt, I just really appreciate the great job you've been doing on the website. I want to talk briefly about some of the changes in InfoWars, the changes that are coming to Prison Planet, and there's going to be even more we're going to be adding to InfoWars in the near future. But before we do that, continuing with Israel, I mean, Israeli prime ministers, Israeli members of parliament, and others have said, Ariel Sharon said, we own and run the U.S. Congress. And so he does deserve, you know, that does deserve to be talked about. It's just at the same time, there are other global interests based in London, you know, based in Europe. The Rothschilds dominating that, but there's also a lot of British lords and others that I feel like have given Israel and the neocons the ball, and they're masters at using fronts. And I believe it is a partner. I'm not saying it's even junior, but they're using a partner as the front. Now, just from studying it, because how do you square the Zionist funding Hitler? And that's now mainstream news, saying don't let Jews out of Israel, don't let them escape, only let them come to Palestine, the famous quote by one of the founders of Israel saying one cow in Palestine is worth more than all the Jews in Israel. Really horrible statements. And then how do you square the U.S. government bringing Nazis in and then paying Israel hundreds of millions of dollars to radiate 110,000 Jews with the ringworm children, and all the Nazis that were here, and the eugenics program, and the head of the Genome Project, who was the head of the eugenics program, Dr. Watson, saying blacks basically aren't humans, and having to step down 6 months ago. I mean, my point is there's that whole Zionist ilk to all this, and that whole Kabbalistic thing that, you know, that Zionism grew out of. But then there's also, there is this Nazi, occultic death cult, occultism. People say, oh, Nazi death cult, ha, ha, ha. I mean, that's real. That's in the history books. That's what they're into. Hitler and the torch running through all the cities in 36 that were then later attacked. The original Olympic flame has never been extinguished from Hitler lighting it in 36. That comes from the eugenics, 2,400 years ago in Greece, and the torch lighting about who the Superman is, who's related to Hercules. The Nazi ideals came from Plato. For those that haven't read Plato's Republic and some of his other writings. So that's what, you know, I try to cover it all. It's a very sick amalgamation at the top. And so if you fight against killing Jews and fight against the New World Order doing it, you'll get called a Nazi. If you fight the New World Order, they'll call you a Nazi. But then if you're Arnold Schwarzenegger, who brags about how he loves Hitler and wants to be worshipped and his dad was an SS officer, then you get ADL awards. I mean, what I'm saying is there's more to it. Look at them worshiping the Olympics right now. Hitler drew the rings, and he designed it all, the chalice with the flame. I mean, I've got documentaries where he, what's the film, Architecture of Doom, goes through all of his architecture, and Albert Speer, who he later made the, you know, head of the German economy, who was the architect. I mean, I know all this, so I know there's more to it. And really, I just, at the end of it, I see them as occultists on both sides working together.
Well, I think that Hitler, well, actually, when you think about it, the Zionists were just looking for a place at the table. What they wanted to do is establish their state in the Middle East. I think that the globalists are basically just using them to, it's a beachhead in the Middle East. The Middle East has to be domesticated, and that's precisely what they want to do. You take a look at Islam does not support usury, does not support the banking industry. And this is one of the last areas that the globalists want to take over. And I think that the Zionists are basically just at the table getting their what they consider their fair share of the what's going on in the Middle East.
Now, let's be clear. Saying that there's multiple parties to this does not give the Zionist a free ride here. It's intellectually bankrupt, like when I make a film like Terror Storm, exposing that Israel premeditatedly attacked the USS Liberty, and now the NSA documents have come out, and it's been totally proven. But we already heard from the pilot and the officers on the ship. We already knew. I got a lot of heat for making that film from the whole pro-Israel, pro-war Zionist camp. But then conversely, I got heat saying, because I pointed out that LBJ was involved from the start, and that there was a deal between him and Israel, that I was supposedly giving them a pass. No, I'm showing the interconnectivity. It's like if two guys rob a bank. To say there were two guys instead of one doesn't say that the one guy isn't just as guilty. It's giving people the full spectrum, because where did I come about with my ideas about the Liberty? I've interviewed more than 20, including deceased admirals, Admiral Moore. Those interviews are all on the web. The Admiral Geist, Admiral Moore, McGonagall before he died over a decade ago, the ship's doctor. I mean, I've been selling Loss of Liberty for like 7 years now, 8 years. I guess longer than that, since it first came out, Tito, the fellow that made it, I've had him on. So again, I'm trying to get people to be more complex in their thoughts is what I'm saying.
Well, the Liberty is an interesting situation. The Israelis were killing Egyptians. That's basically what they were doing. And the Liberty was an intelligence ship, and they didn't want them to know that. So that's why they tried to take them out.
Well, not to disagree with you, Kurt, but that's the cover story, and that certainly was going on. In fact, Ariel Sharon was running the slaughter. But if you really look at it, and from what I learned this from the people that were on the ship, what they later found out, that they wanted to blame an attack on Egypt, and that it was like killing two birds with one stone, and that they wanted to go ahead and start World War III. It was kind of a Gulf of Tonkin part two.
Yeah, I'm not aware of that. It's
You know what? I need to... You know what? We have listeners that can do this because I'm so busy that you see how small the crew is here. We're so busy, we never have a chance to do it. Somebody ought to go dig up the 20-plus interviews I've done and make transcripts of it and maybe piece it together as an article from the quotes of the people that were on the ship, because that's where I got all that, was from them. And they would correct me and say, no, no, we don't think it was just about the massacre. We think it was about attacking Egypt. And again, what do you see in Operation Northwoods? You sink your own ship and blame it on an enemy.
No, it's a standard false flag operation.
Standard false flag. What do you think is going to happen if they do attack?
Oh, the Middle East will go up in flames. I mean, Iran is not Iraq. They're far much more, they're more military ready. They have a military that's ready to go, whereas Iraq was in shambles after 12 years of sanctions. So it'll be a mess. It'll be a mess. And I think the neocons want it to be a mess. I really do.
That's right. Create a crisis so big that we have to get behind it because America's losing and they've blown up our carriers. They said they had 11,000 missiles aimed at our ships, and then the Pentagon keeps ordering the Navy to bring them up within missile range, and the Navy said, if you push our ships back 10 more miles, we wouldn't be in range of these short-range missiles that they've got, the Sunburns and others. Mm-hmm. And so that's another reason, and Fox Fallon quit. He can smell they're getting ready for a false flag.
Well, if you take a look at the philosophy of the neocons, and you pointed out Plato, it's exactly what it is they... They want to create a crisis that they can force the country to get involved in. They tried to do that with Iraq. It turned out to be a fiasco. It's a total mess over there. With Iran, they want to just increase and intensify that ability to rally the American people. And you saw at first how the American people went for the Iraq war. I mean, they'll do the same thing with Iran.
But it's like a heroin addict. They got to take bigger and bigger dosages, and it has lesser and less effect. It's like an alcoholic who couldn't drink 3 shots of whiskey when they started out, and now they're drinking 20 shots and can't get a buzz. I mean, I think that's what we're dealing with here.
Well, it's going to be a mess. Either way, they'll have to, and it'll be dumped in Hillary or Obama or whoever gets selected to be the next president, will be dumped in their lap. And there's really no difference between the neocons and the neoliberals. They disagree on certain things. You see, the neocons are pretty much pro-Israeli. I think that the Rockefeller so-called Eastern Establishment neoliberals don't really care about Israel so much. But they love war. They just love it. The defense industry feeds into that. The national security state feeds into that. And it just keeps them going.
And regardless, we know what the policy is. We know they're going ahead with it. And we need to stop it. Do you think they'll stage some type of provocation before they go in?
Another Gulf of Tonkin situation?
Yeah.
Not sure if they will or not. They may just attack. That's the premise of the whole so-called nuclear, Iran supposedly making nukes, which they're not, is a sort of Gulf of Tonkin situation that they can't pan out. And they might come up with a terrorist situation. More than likely what they'll do is they'll continue this effort to make it look like Iran is supporting the Shia militias in southern Iraq. And that's basically where they'll go with it. They'll try to make it look like that Iran's involved in Iraqi's internal affairs, which they're not. Not to that extent.
Well, we are seeing what can only be described as Hitlerian. I keep saying Hitlerian because he did run around and invade a bunch of countries. I mean, that's the last time we've seen this type of... Well, that's not true. We saw the Russians pour into the Eastern Europe and Southern Europe. But... Central Europe, but that was a slow thing over the decades and funding revolutions and then rolling in. I think this is the first time we've seen, real imperial invasion since what Hitler did.
And I think as well the United States and their Israeli allies want to take out Iran as a modern state and do the same thing they did in Iraq, reduce it to
rubble. Or Serbia. And they bombed their entire infrastructure, water treatment, power plants, manufacturing facilities, factories.
Not going to work. It's not going to work. Just won't work.
They just don't want anybody being industrialized that isn't under the globalist control.
And the Iranians will fight back. They're not going to be The Iraqis, once again, the Iraqis
stay
were suffering.
Stay there. Tell us more about it when we get back. Kurt Nimmo is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
Kurt, we're going to go to some calls. George Humphrey's coming in as well.
Head in a car.
But finishing up with Iraq, you were trying to make a point before we went into that break.
Well, yeah, you take a look at what Israel did in southern Lebanon. It's basically the same thing the United States did in Iraq. Take out their infrastructure, make a massive refugee problem, and just basically break down the social and cultural aspects of the country. But it didn't work in Lebanon because Hezbollah was far too organized. So they're going to try to do the same thing in Iran, but it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. It'll be Hezbollah on steroids.
But how is that not us becoming the bad guys, you know, the United States, to go in and destroy Iraq for 17 years? It's been under siege since 1991. 3 million Iraqis are dead. Over a million in the last 5 years of the liberation. And al-Sadr made a deal and didn't attack, so they sneak attack him so that he couldn't be part of the election and then basically admit it and then say he's al-Qaeda.
Well, I think the American people really don't care so much. They're too distracted. They really don't. They're not politically savvy. They don't know about this kind of stuff. So it really doesn't matter. And plus, these guys are arrogant. They'll do whatever they want. So, you know, I think in the whole Iran thing will be a total fiasco for them. It'll be Iraq on steroids as far as the resistance goes. And this will be war for another decade. And I think the neocons realize this to a certain extent, and that's precisely what they want to do. They want to rally this country and turn it into a war state, more so than it is already. And that's what 9/11 was all about. It's the same thing all over again.
No, that's it, exactly. And then arrest you if you criticize it, ban free speech, wiretaps on everybody. They're just announcing everything that's 180 degrees the opposite of what the United States is supposed to be about.
Right, and they can usher in their control grid, and it's a perfect excuse to do so.
And then stage more terror attacks along the way.
Right. Right. And on top of that, overlay a bunch of propaganda by the way the corporate media, and a lot of Americans will buy it, unfortunately, because they intellectually are not up to speed on this stuff.
Well, there is hope. I mean, in the process of all of this, the government's gone from a two-party system, people being fooled by one party, and then 4 years later, the next party. That's not happening now. 11% approval ratings are lower in some cases. People may not know the details, but they know they're being lied to. And I don't think they're going to get away with it. I think they've bit off more than they can choose. You know, I agree with people like Mike Rivera who thinks it's just going to collapse like the Soviet Union.
I would have to agree with that. Unfortunately, in the process, a lot of people will get hurt. You know, a lot of people will be ushered off to camps. A lot of people may be even, well, I hate to say it, killed. You know, I mean, these guys aren't going to give up. They're just going to keep rolling. And it's up to us to stop them.
Well, a lot of it is that if you study elites and elite psychology throughout history, they're bored. They're tired of hookers and money and helicopters and palaces and ski resorts. They like war maps and evil stuff and killing people and assassinations. It's fun for them, Kurt.
Yeah, definitely. Well, they're sociopaths and psychopaths, and they're power freaks. So, you know, that's exactly what they'll do.
Absolutely. We got time to go to a call. We'll take some more calls after the break, and then George is going to be coming up. Mike in Canada, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good, sir.
Good. I just wanted to see. I learned how to read when I was three, and the first thing I saw was Christmas presents from Santa Claus under the Christmas tree before Christmas. And ever since then, very skeptical about stuff. And I, you know, with things that are going on now, I can't believe that McCain can over and over and over again say things that aren't true, and everyone believes it.
Well, everyone doesn't believe it. There's an illusion that you know the truth, but that nobody else knows it. That's the final illusion that has to fall, is that we're all alone or we're the minority. We are actually the majority, but we are not motivated. We are not as outspoken. We have to get the majority to stand up and take action.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. But I try to wake somebody up every day as to what's going on. And like any topic like JFK, the USS Liberty, Pearl Harbor, all kinds of things that are easy to prove. And it's unbelievable how much effort it takes to wake somebody up, something like that.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Just keep it up, sir. Hey, they certainly got egg on their face about the USS Liberty. I mean, the Chicago Tribune and others reported the NSA document that our government said intercepted it when they said just what the pilot said. Three times refused to attack and was told do it. I mean, you know, that's an American. I'm not going to attack. That's an American. I'm not going to attack. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well, rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients. Your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Greetings, I am Dr. Buell von Schenck with the White Paper Chronicles. Mr. Steve Schenck with his fearless radio program is correct when he says the solution to our difficult times is to store food and get healthy. My comrades and I of the media don't want you to panic. We, unlike fearless radio, try not to tell you about the food control legislation, Hurricane Katrina, the American famine, families unable to buy food. If we told you the solution to all these problems is food, you'd panic and run out and buy a food before it disappeared, or you couldn't afford it. You'd completely mess up the perfect strategy for population control, and they'd kick us out of the Survivors Club. You are a sissy chicken if you call JMSEFoodsDirect.com and order food.
This is Steve. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. You'll be considered a little bit crazy, but there's no such thing as a little bit dead.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Exchange here in a few minutes. George Humphrey is going to come in and Kurt's going to go. But what keeping Kurt in case your questions are for him just a few more minutes. Mark in Florida disagrees, so he goes to the head of the line. We'll get to Gary, Sam, George, Daniel, and others. Mark, you're on the air.
Alex. My question about the UN is why throw the baby out with the bathwater? The Constitution in Article 6 says that we're supposed to honor our treaty obligations, and certainly no more solemn treaty obligation has ever been undertaken by the United States than the signing of the U.S. Charter in 45 or whenever it was done. And I think we should probably take it very seriously.
Well, we're allowed to break charters and agreements, but the globalists created the UN. Our government acts like they're against their policies because those policies are unpopular by and large here, but the globalists created the UN. I mean, have you read their 30 unanimous declaration on human rights, their supposed law? It says you have no rights in 29 and 30. I mean, UN, sir, let me stop you. The UN ran the murder, as we told you 10 years ago, plus, but it's now come out that the UN ran the murder. They didn't let it happen in Rwanda. They ran the murder. I see you nodding your head, Kurt.
Absolutely, yeah. 100%. They did.
So that's really my question to you. I mean, is it a totally depraved organization at this point? Because I hear you talking about things like white slave rings and I don't know what, maybe it's estriol that goes into the tetanus injections, E3, and and these kind of things all being run from the UN, is it completely depraved, or is there something that's salvageable? I mean, you know, when somebody like who's the fella who
one of the top guys on the UN Human Rights Committee. It's a good question. Let me answer it off air with you, Gong. Kurt's got to jump in a minute.
It's
a very good point. There's good people in the FBI. There's good people in the CIA. There's good people in the UN. The structure of the UN is a fraud. Now, I said when one of the head guys in a UN Human Rights Committee said that we need to investigate 9/11, it could be an inside job, and he's at Princeton, that we should use UN committees to investigate. I think that's always good to have a separation of powers. It's just that they don't have any governmental power to come over here. And I said when 9/11 happened, they'd probably have it finally come out in the UN that the U.S. was involved, but then act like the U.S. ran it all to demonize nationality, nationalism in the U.S. I mean, Kurt, you've been listening for years. How many times have I said that would happen?
All the time. I mean, the thing with the United Nations is I would be all for them if they would adopt our Constitution and Bill of Rights. I'd have no problem with them, but they don't. Like Alex said, it's a privilege. Their rights are granted under privilege.
Well, I mean, I have no problem if countries want to get together on a voluntary basis. The problem is the UN goes into countries that aren't even signatories and bombs them. I mean, the UN is a murder force, and they've got all this nice PR and over helping black kids. It's a eugenics arm to carry out evil. Now, are there different members of the UN that are good? Does some good stuff come out of the UN? Yeah, I mean, a broken clock is right twice a day. A blind hog can find acorns. That is the reality. That's a debate and a bigger discussion we ought to have on air sometime. Every cliche and under the sun, Kurt. That's what I do here. Let's go ahead and take one more call for you. Gary in Maine, you're on the air with Kurt Nemo.
Hi, Alex. I got a little article here that should be heads up. And it says here, last night's session was only the fourth in 176 years that Congress closed its doors to the public. And they discussed about the imminent collapse of the U.S. economy occurred September 2008. Imminent collapse of the federal government finances by February 2009. And I got this off in Trash. Are you ready?
Yeah, they've got a show here on the network. I'll have to look that up. What's the headline on that story?
Last night's session was only the fourth time in 176 years that Congress...
Yeah, but that wasn't last night. The Congress wasn't in session last night.
Yeah, it was...
So it was 2 weeks ago.
It was March 13th, 2008.
Yeah, it was a few weeks ago. Okay, we'll look into that. I've had people raise that to me, and I've seen something about their closed session of Congress. Anything else?
Also, they're going to try to put the NAFTA Superhighway through western Maine into the eastern part of Maine, 2,000-foot corridor right through the state. I saw it on the Portland Press Herald.
Yeah, but if you talk to your neighbors about it, the media will say it doesn't exist as they put the toll roads on the road.
Yeah, they probably will.
Hey, I appreciate your call. You know, that's something we see a lot, Kurt, where I use this example a lot because it happened a few months ago. Ron Paul was talking about the Trans-Texas Corridor. And CNN and Fox, we played the clips, said those don't exist. He's crazy. I mean, they even say the Trans-Texas Corridor doesn't exist, and the billboards are everywhere, and they're taking over the roads, and the legislature told Perry not to do it, but he's still doing it. I mean, that's like saying that yellow school buses don't exist. It's just, we know that's a psychological tactic. Why do you think they do that?
Well, because most of the country doesn't live in Texas. I mean, they can say whatever they want. And most people don't pay attention, unfortunately. They're oblivious.
There's also, it wears you out. There's so many lies, you kind of get fatigued to it. And you just go, okay, they lie. It's like you accept that they lie. That's very dangerous that we just accept that they're a bunch of liars.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Most people, like I said, most people don't understand what's going on. And they have a lot of people believe what the government says, unfortunately, and believe what the corporate media says. And when they say things like, well, it doesn't exist, it puts a seed of doubt in their mind about, us, the so-called conspiracy theorists who believe in this stuff, who know it's reality.
Well, I agree with you. And the good news is, though, I remember Rush Limbaugh, and I believed him. I remember Rush Limbaugh when I was in high school, like 18 years ago, was on the air here in Austin on 590 AM, and I remember him saying there's no such thing as a CFR. But I had watched C-SPAN, and even back then, people talk about the CFR, and I'd been in, you know, into politics, so I'd read about it, and I thought, that's what woke me up, that he was a liar. Now he says the CFR doesn't run anything. But I remember him saying it didn't exist over and over again. So, you know, the fact that they just lie so much, I think, is really going to sink them.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Rush Limbaugh has millions of listeners, so people believe, you know, they cling on his every word, so they're going to believe what he says. And once the reality comes out that the CFR is actually an existing organization, then they turn that around and say, well, they don't have any power. You hear him say, it's just a think tank. You know, it's just a bunch of eggheads getting together and talking about foreign policy, when we know that they're basically the guys who run the show.
Absolutely. Kurt Nimmo, it's been great having you here in studio. I'm going to have you pop back in tomorrow. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, man.
Now let's bring in George Humphrey. And we will continue with your phone calls throughout this hour. And then into the next hour, we're going to have George Humphrey with us now into the new fourth hour overdrive section of the show. And I want to remind listeners that are listening at InfoWars.com right now or on the AM or FM dial or global shortwave, the internet satellite, however, that the fourth hour is available at InfoWars.com, not just with the audio free to everybody in 32-bit, but in 64-bit for PrisonPlanet.tv members. All available at PrisonPlanet.tv. And again, ladies and gentlemen, it is 15 cents a day. If you get a yearly membership, you get 3 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. So we leave the Genesis Network here in about 20 minutes, to be precise, about 19 minutes. And we will continue with your phone calls, continue with the news, continue with the information with George Humphrey, former city council member, degreed economist, successful businessman, father, author, and documentary filmmaker. And it is just really fabulous to have George here in studio with us. George, thanks for coming in.
Alex, it's always good to see you, brother. The energy, every time I come down here, the energy in this office is just getting better and better and better. And I'll tell you what, you can really tell a lot about a person by who they work with and who they spend time with. And your staff, the guys and the people who work in this office are so dedicated. They love this nation, and they're just busting their tails to make this a better country. So congratulations to you. It's a great reflection to you and to them.
Congratulations, Alex. You're directly in the New World Order sights.
Well, we all are. We've been in the New World Order sights since we were born. But you know what? That makes life a lot more fun. And you and I both know that, you know, that the perfect storm is brewing. We're getting ready to have an economic tsunami. And as an economist, I keep looking at this stuff and researching it and talking to more and more and more people. And every day and in every way, our slave masters, the people who control the Fed, keep making blunders, and they're actually not blunders, because I think it's very intentional. They are destroying, absolutely destroying, the foundation of the economy of this country. And I want to talk about what is going on economically, but I also want to talk about later on in the show, you know, you and I can scare the pants off of ourselves and everybody else, but the real question is, as truthers, as people who love this country, who believe in the Republic, who believe in God, what are we going to do, and how are we going to go through this thing called the shift to make sure that not just our grandchildren and our children, but you and I, we come out the other end,
George,
of this tunnel.
I don't necessarily agree that, like, the people in India or the Buddhists think, because they thought that before, that we're going into a good shift. How do you know we're not going into hell?
Well, we could be. It's up to us. And the real question is we are creators in this world, and it's up to people like you and I and every single person who's listening to make the choice about what kind of country and what kind of world and what kind of family and what kind of health they're going to have, because we are co-creators. And if we continue to sit on our butts collectively and keep watching the Super Bowl and drinking beer and getting fat, well, we are in hell right now. But you know what? With people like you and with all the other good, loving patriots around the country and the world, I'm seeing some positive signals. Now, clearly the dark signals are as strong or stronger now than they've ever been. But every day I'm seeing really positive things that are happening, and a lot of it is because of people like you.
Well, George, I'm getting into positive thinking, and I want to get in what you, as an economist, where you think the economy's going, some hard issues first, and then we can get into, you know, trying to shift our paradigm, which I agree with. I mean, they are trying to wreck the economy by design.
Yeah, and then the fact is, friends, is our nation, national economy is ruined. It is absolutely ruined, and there is absolute. We'll go through it bit by bit, and we're not going to be able to fix what we have right now, but we will be able to come through it because our founding fathers were clear enough that they wanted, in this country, they wanted an economy based upon a currency that was publicly owned, that had a hard currency, and that there was truly a free market. Now, we keep talking on CSNBC and on Fox, they keep talking about free market, which is just such a bunch of horse hockey. It's just amazing. But there's about six different issues, as an economist, that are the fundamentals of this economy. And the fundamentals that we're looking at make 1929 look like a walk in the park. The situations that we have as far as the fundamentals of the economics of this nation are far worse than any nation that I've ever, you know, far worse than they were in Rome at the fall of the Roman Empire. They're worse than when the British Empire fell. They're far worse than in 1929.
Well, as an economist, break down the basic facts and how it was designed. We have the IMF's own documents to consolidate all wealth. It is a mathematical black hole that is billions of times all the real assets. They create the tsunami, and then they deluge everything. Then they pose as the savior, just like the Federal Reserve has engineered all this as the regional bank. And then now they're the savior, and they say, get rid of any controls over us. Give us full federal power. Make us absolute gods of the government, not just parts of the government who are private, and everything will be okay.
Well, after 15 years of having a television show and after having done hundreds and hundreds of radio shows, and I know you've done not hundreds, you've done thousands and thousands of shows and talked about the Fed. More and more people are aware of it right now. But the fact is, and I just this last week, I had lunch with four or five top brokers from around the state who were all making, you know, between $500,000 to over $1 million. And they were bright, bright guys. They love this country. They had no idea about the Federal Reserve. They had no idea about the plunge protection team. They had no idea about the vast, vast manipulation. They had no idea that our banking system was put in as Article 1 of the Constitution, because our founding fathers knew that to have a free country, we had to have a free and balanced economic system, which we do not. Now, clearly, as probably, I would say, probably 95% of your listeners know, the Federal Reserve banking system is neither federal. There are no reserves. It is a private corporation controlled by European financiers that are called black shareholders. It has never, ever, ever been audited. The GAO has come out on several occasions and said it's never been audited. And it is basically a Ponzi scheme, as you've said a thousand times, to transfer, to siphon wealth from the productive middle class to not the guy making $250,000 or $500,000 or $1 million a year. We're talking about the ultra elite.
Yeah, the general public thinks somebody with a good golf membership and a Mercedes is the elite.
They're not even gnats on the back end of the machine of the power elite. We're talking
the power elite issue trillions in credit.
Yes, I mean, if you're a billionaire today, they don't let you in the front door. They might let you come in the back door and, you know, pamper you for a little bit. But, you know, the names that we hear about, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, these fellows, yes, they are very, very wealthy, but they are not the wealthiest people in the world. And, you know, this is such an amazing situation, is that the concentration of wealth in this world is so unbelievably lopsided in the hands of a small number of people, and that they're absolutely controlled.
And that's why Bill Joy, when he went to that private think tank meeting in 1999, he said there were 220 top IT specialists, computer programmers, owners of companies, because most of the owners are the top guys. And Bill Joy, you know, you covered it on your Access show. I remember back at the time, but he said, yeah, the elite don't need the public anymore with robotics and construction, and they see us as a liability, and the elite are planning to go ahead and just kill everybody. And they are, and so, you know, we have to talk about that darkness. I'm not trying to be negative, but we need to know, yeah, we've got all this goodness, and we want to be happy and free, and, you know, it's a beautiful day out there. This is one of the beautiful springs I've ever seen.
Absolutely. It's unbelievable.
It's magic outside. Yeah. Meanwhile, I got to be in here talking about these trolls, but if I don't, they're going to win.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, Alex, what you are doing is so, you know, my hat's been off to you for so long, because you have woken up not thousands, you've woken up hundreds of thousands, if not over a million people in this country who knew nothing about this. And the fact is that for us to survive, we've got to go through two things. We've got to go through the first awakening, becoming aware of all this crap.
Stay there. We got a break. Okay. I'm back with George Humphrey. The fourth hour of Overdrive is straight ahead. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
George, I got one sponsor I'm going to plug here at the end, and then we're going to start the next hour, and I promise, go to Sam in Florida, George in Indiana, Mark in Florida, right when we start the fourth hour of Overdrive that doesn't have any breaks in it. We are going to do that for everybody out there that is patiently watching out in TV land out there at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you are a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you can go dial in right now at PrisonPlanet.tv and watch the document cam. We've got a camera on our guest. We've got a video feed. We've got computer feeds. We've got multi-camera shooting here. Or everybody can listen at Infowars.com to the audio of the fourth hour. So that is coming up with our guest. And I'm not doing this on purpose, George. This is at the end. I've got a few sponsors I plugged during the show that I believe in. And I just remembered that you're really good friends with the owner of this company, Interfood.
Absolutely. A fabulous, fabulous product. And it is absolutely part of the concept of all of us getting better and healthier and stronger.
Yeah, it's 20 superfoods, dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, corallina, spirulina, chlorella. And it's 20 of these ingredients in there. Go to PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. There's banners there that go to a sub-site on there where you get 10% off because you're a listener of the show. If you call them, you get 10% off. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. Get 20% off if you order in bulk. 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238, or interfood.com. I've had a lot of other green foods make me feel bad, or they got herbs in them. This isn't herbs. This is 20 superfoods, and you really do absorb it, George.
Yeah, I've used it for years, and the fellows who put it together have the highest integrity. They're fully on board with everything that you've been talking about for years. They've been working to make this world a better place. They're good business people. They're honest. And most importantly, the product is a great product. If you buy this product, you're going to feel better.
Absolutely. And then in closing with the plugs here, my friend Kevin Booth made American Drug War.
Oh, man.
And it's aired more than 50 times on Showtime. Everybody's talking about it. This has 3 hours of extras on it. It's discounted out of the gates at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. We're about to start the fourth hour of Overdrive. Again, you need to go on the web if you're listening there at Infowars.com. It's those streams, not the Genesis streams or other streams. You got to go to Infowars.com to hear the full hour commercial-free with George Humphrey. But real fast, let's take one quick call before we end this hour. Sam in Florida, you got about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Sam, I'm here in Florida. Been following you for a long time. Actually, I did research since about 94 on the World League and everything. And,
good job.
Actually, when I ran into you, I actually found one of your videos, and I was like, man, this guy's right on. You know, and I started, and you had a lot more information than I did, so I started following you. Anyway, what I wanted to ask was, do you think the reason why this our administration in America right now is getting so bad, and they're almost like publicly getting bad to the point where it's so obvious that it's almost like the global entities are actually trying to show that, hey, well, we can come in here. We need to take deep sovereignty from America.
I totally agree. Stay there. Let's put him on hold. He'll be with us when we start the next hour with the Deep Behind Enemy Lines intro. We'll be back in 2 minutes after the show ends. We're going to stream some video to the video viewers at PrisonPlanet.tv. But we'll be back for everybody in just 2 minutes. It'll give everybody time to tune over to Infowars.com to the main streams right there with George Humphrey, my guest in studio. By the way, he is an author and documentary filmmaker. I will tell you about, it's not even his website. I gave it to somebody else to run. A great lady. It's fearorlove.com, but you can also get them all at Infowars.com. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with hour number four of Overdrive. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles. All available at prisonplanet.com Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the info war today.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless